and welcome to the Swift Talk. I'm Kate.
I'm Sam.
I have a case of the giggles.
Yes. This is take number 8. We are just in it to win it today. However, just for whatever reason, we were just like cracking some jokes with each other, doing the mic test. And now whatever I do is just going to make a bout of hysterics happen. It's going to be a fun day Monday.
Monday fun day. We do love a Monday fun day.
We do. You know, we here at the Swift Talk, it's not always just about business. Sometimes it's about the fun.
We had a pretty fun Monday last week, didn't we?
I think we did.
Got to hang out with Dad.
Yep. The three of us and 70 people.
70 of our favorite Swifties.
Got to have ourselves a little dance party. I wore, of course, a shirt that said Sam, period. And then my wonderful chef, Jessie, let me borrow her Lover album t-shirt.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, wore the hell out of that beast. Mm-hmm. Kate looked fantastic as always. And
1989, Taylor.
She emceed the Swift out of that party.
Yeah, we had a little costume contest debacle.
Not a debacle. It was fair and square and very unswift.
We are now having to change judges, but other than that.
You know, I let everyone know going in that I was the worst judge for this competition, and I think that I judged fairly.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
What time was the competition judged? Because I missed that one.
You had just left. Newsflash, sports fans. Dad came for 10 minutes and stayed for 2 hours, which was thank you again very much.
You're welcome.
What did you think?
I was impressed. I enjoyed myself, or I wouldn't have stayed.
True.
I'm not one for Taylor Swift dance parties, but this one was an entertaining group of individuals having fun, and there was balloon drops and things happening, and I was getting hugs.
Getting hugs?
Yeah, DJ Carmen.
I was having conversations with people and, working the door.
Yeah, you get to meet some of the people we've spoken about. They're like, this can't be a real person. That is a real person.
And yeah, I met some people that you guys have talked about for the last 43 episodes, now 44.
44.
And so it was good times. Yeah. It was a good time. I was very pleased for both of you that a lot of people showed up. And I think if you advertise, if this ever happens again.
Wait, when this happens again? On July 11th?
Oh, boy. I might be busy that night, but so it looks like there's going to be another one. And if that's the case,
another two. We got one in August scheduled too.
Oh boy!
And
oh boy!
And we're expanding our brand as you do.
Please tell.
And we're thinking about maybe doing a Taylor Swift themed brunch.
We are.
Yeah, I mean. Loosely, right. We.
Okay, so Taylor Swift brunch. This is the first thing that comes to my head is a Swift stack, which is your Taylor Swift pancakes.
Obviously.
Probably bananas and coconut chips, just because it's a little bit nutty.
Is that a little fruity. Jack Johnson, though?
I mean, eating banana pancakes.
Right.
What else can we do? We could do All Too Well Mosas.
That would be the pitcher.
That would be the pitcher.
Yeah, the bottomless.
Yeah, the 10-minute version.
Yep.
We could do other things that I'll think of later.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got some time.
So we'll brunch. So instead of 4 hours and 4 minutes at night, it's going to be
4 hours and 10 minutes.
During the daylight.
Right.
It was a good time. We were very happy you were there.
Yeah, we were very happy with the whole thing. It was great.
I had a blast.
So much fun.
Did not think I was going to have that much fun. Yeah. Totally had fun. I just vibe off of that energy. It was very much Chuck E. Cheese.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was the birthday party.
Yeah.
And all of us were in line for the pinata. It was great. It was great.
It was funny because obviously we were at a restaurant, a bar, and it was open. Mm-hmm. So people would stroll in and look around. And they're like, all right. And then the second Taylor Swift song would come on and they'd be like, going on here? And by the fourth one, they either decided they were leaving,
mm-hmm.
or they were like in it for the.
I was standing by the front door, and people were coming in saying, "What's going on?" And I say, "I have no idea."
the balloon drop also, I feel like, helped fed it out the disinterested, need to leave boyfriends from the okay, I'm here people. As soon as those balloons dropped and he saw angry stomps on them, it was like, yeah, this guy needs to go.
Yeah.
You're not having fun. This is a sad Kanye.
Oh. Your coworker, Tegan, told me he's coming to the next one dressed as Kanye.
Perfect.
And I said, wow, 70 women mad at you all at once would be a new experience for you, Tegan.
Yeah. Ooh, it's cool.
Well, we do have some Taylor news today, guys.
She's going to come to the next dance party.
Dare to Dream.
Dare to Dream.
No, she was at the Tribeca Film Festival this weekend doing a panel on her short film, All Too Well.
Mm-hmm. What did the good doctor have to say?
Well, the good doctor was talking about imposter syndrome when she started directing.
She did not feel that she was up to it, worthy, that she couldn't be a director because she's everything else.
Yeah, I think, well, so she'd always been interested in it. She was talking about how going back 10 years, so Red, she would write the treatments for her music videos and she would go into the editing. And so she was kind of a part of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, when it got to Lover and she was doing The Man, which we haven't gotten to yet, she wanted a woman director for the video. And every woman she knew was booked. So she was like, well, what do I do? She's in the middle of doing her documentary with a female director, and she, Lana. And Lana was like, you need to direct it. You've got this. I'll help you. And so she said that she had to shake off that feeling like, I'm not a director. I didn't go to school for this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. And then into that, now she's directing a short film, and she's talking about potentially doing a longer feature film that she will write and direct.
I mean, yeah, sometimes all it takes is when the confidence wall is a bit too high and you can't get over it, you need that encouragement from somebody who is in that position of being like, no, you got this. Just go.
Was thinking, because we had talked about, I think maybe last week, maybe the week before, a burnout of like, how much music can you record? How much pop star can you be? How much is too much? When do you just need to be done? And I wonder if this is her way of channeling her workaholic type A energy into a fresh direction where she can find inspiration again and reinvigorate.
I mean, not only that, but this could be her own little Ron Howard situation of like, you've been on this side of it for so long.
Yeah.
She's been the writer, performer, now producer, but like now she's got a different lens, kind of like where he pivoted for directing and producing in film still. She might look at what she's done with music and now directing. I'm going to say small, not to diminish it, but short film. She did a project,
yeah, no, it's a smaller small project. Short film. Yeah.
She might then try and do it the next one or pivot to something a bit bigger than that.
Like, which is
that
what,
is, that's a huge step. And that's interesting and creative. And it's an entirely different avenue. And it's outside of her wheelhouse.
And what would that soundtrack look like?
That's
because she's got an eclectic taste of music.
Very true.
And you can tell that by who she brings on tour with her.
And not only like would she have her fingerprints on it, maybe she does a little mixing to it, maybe she adds some, maybe she jumps in too and collabs or just makes it all of herself.
But I would doubt.
I doubt that too, but you could see somebody who's doing like, yep, I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to equate it with Hollywood, but like it's the Dave Grohl of being like, I'm starting the Foo Fighters. I don't have this band with me just yet, so I'm doing all of it. Prince did the same thing of being like, I'm gonna mix everything. I'm gonna record myself doing all these instruments, and then I'll get the people to play it.
See, I feel like she's gonna take the opportunity to find indie artists that haven't had a break yet, and then put them on her soundtrack to give them the exposure to like bring up the next generation.
That'd be huge.
Is what I feel like. I mean, even Robert De Niro is a fan.
Oh, Robbie D. Oh, Bobby D.
Our girl Taylor has had a week.
She's had a week. Kate Bush has had a giant week and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Stranger Things, Kate Bush.
She's either back on the billboards or getting number ones for the first time. It's huge.
She's on a bucket list. I would like to see her live.
Can you imagine 40 years when people start listening to Taylor Swift for the first time?
No. Wild.
Here's what I've been thinking about when it came to Kate Bush and Taylor, because I was trying to equate this in my mind to bring this to you. when you have a band like the Beatles, Pink Floyd, like you, Johnny Cash, like
yeah,
Dolly, you have people that have had careers that have been, it's been building for 50 years, yeah. 60 years. And when we were growing up, there were radio stations that would play this. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, oh, maybe I'll get the album because there's the re-release and it's being promoted and things. Like you wouldn't go seeking it. You would find it and then seek it. Uh-huh. When it comes to Taylor in several years, will it be collectively people are like, we just know about this. Will people want to take a break from it? Will it be like the hidden gem again? Will there be a re-rise of the Swifties? Like, just because there's been such a saturation for so long. I mean, she's looking into a 20-year career. She's on the verge of that.
Well, actually, this week, well, you'll be hearing this next week, so as we're recording it, her first single, Tim McGraw, came out 16 years ago. So yeah, we're close.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, you know, who knows? With the way that artists are able to, I don't want to say shape-shift, but shift into new directions, our kids could be sitting there looking at director Taylor Swift and be like, oh, she was a pop star? Huh. That's weird.
Could be.
It's kind of like Ron Howard was on the Andy Griffin Show. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, but fingers crossed, it looks like Taylor's getting ready to put a tour together, guys.
Oh, the excitement on your face.
Going to Gillette.
All right. Before we go to Gillette, let's go to our song.
New Romantics. Yeah.
Which to me, I still feel like is the new wave pseudo goth group coming out of Europe in the 80s.
You might want to keep that thought process.
I might want to keep thinking about that, Sam. Keep
thinking about that.
All right, we're going to listen to New Romantics.
We're going to hit pause. You hit pause, and we'll be back. Well, Sam. Great song, right? Great song.
No. I'm sorry. It's a coin right on the ridge. It could be good or bad, and it's just like it's balancing.
It's great.
It's not great.
Oh, it's great.
It could be great.
Oh, it's great.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
Just okay.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh yeah, instrumentals. Perfect. It calls back to new wave. It's still new wave. It's dance hall.
New romantic, new wave feel to it.
It's got a
late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. And Brandon Urie,
the panic
boy. Yeah. It's got a little bit of his feel to it in some of these, the cadences, you know, deep, but clipped, vocals for a verse and then belty bridge into a chorus.
Love a belty bridge.
But man, oh man, I don't know. Let's get,
love. One of my favorite songs. Love.
I'm not sold yet. Okay. This is going to be a hard sell for me. I got to say, I will tell you one thing. This is why you and I can get into arguments sometimes about like I want to see the lyrics when I'm hearing it, because I was very excited when I thought she was singing "Every Day Is Like a Bathtub," not "Every Day Is Like a Battle." I was like, it's like a bathtub. How is it like? Oh, it's not a bathtub. It's a battle. Yeah. I was very excited to hear about this bathtub and a castle made out of bricks.
That's in Reputation. You have to wait to spill wine in a bathtub.
There's so many lyrics that for me allude to popular music.
Okay.
There's a lot of it.
Okay.
I feel like this calls into Love is a Battlefield.
Yeah.
Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads.
Yeah.
I mean, even like, oh God, Heartbreak is our national anthem.
I know.
All I want to do is go into the idea of it's the new romantics.
Yeah.
And what is romanticism? It is what you are idolizing in the emotional context of the belief in love, or the idea of this is how you're supposed to be living and pursuing.
Think back though, okay, to what you know about early Taylor songs, Love Story, anything from
Red. Happy Endings,
or not so happy endings.
Right. Happy endings or not so happy endings.
I mean, Red's a breakup album. Yep. And this is the album that follows Red.
This is 89?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's happy endings. There's sad endings. There's the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Yeah.
There is the white horse moments.
And incredible devastation.
Yep. Being left in the rain.
Yep.
And this is a song that's celebrating. All of us are used to everything going perfect until it goes wrong.
Right.
So, come on, baby, take my hand, take me dancing, leave me stranded. That is what I am used to. That is what we all do. And we're all going to cry tears of mascara and sing happily about it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like that.
Am I the cynic in this song? Like, am Maybe. I the cynic today?
Dude, you know me.
I know you.
I have a bleeding heart the size of Miami, and it is bad. Traffic is not conducive.
It's true. I am the cynic.
Oh, God. I'm not even being like, Taylor should really talk to somebody. I'm just like, no, don't romanticize
this. I love this. It's just live your life. Like, bad things can happen. Good right. things can happen. Just yeah. dance.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
Yeah, let's just do it.
There's just some things in this. I'm like, I love the line, we are too busy dancing to get knocked off our feet.
One of my favorites.
It's a good line, man.
I
just love
it. I think it fit. It fit for last week, Chris.
Okay, so.
I love Baby, I Could Build a Castle with all the bricks they threw at me.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes me remember.
She only writes songs about her ex-boyfriend. She only dates these guys to write songs about them. Cool. Got it.
Yeah.
And thanks for the money.
Now she's got four thanks for my different castle. Properties. Yeah.
Like, loved it. I love 1989 because she just doesn't care. She's like, you know what? Okay. Well, this song is funny because you have to, like, think back to during this time, during this album, Taylor pulled all of her music off Spotify. Because they weren't compensating artists correctly. And then she wrote a letter to Apple Music because Apple Music was just coming out and was like, no, you have to pay your artists for, even though you're giving a free trial to everybody for 3 months, you need to pay your artists. I'm a Spotify girl. You know that. I left Spotify when Taylor left Spotify and went to Apple Music. And these, we're listening to a bonus track. It's the very last track on her bonus deluxe 1989 that was sold at Target and then released on iTunes. So you could really only listen to it if you had Apple Music or you went to Target.
I feel like I'm pulling out this gun too early. I don't want this to defeat the discussion I want to have. But according to Taylor, aren't the best people in life free?
Well, she put it out on.
So shouldn't the best artists be free?
Art is consumable.
The free trial and everything. Because yeah. I want to talk into like the best people in life are free of like, free of what? Free of romance? Free of the shackle that is.
Expectations.
Okay.
I love that.
Free of expectations.
Yeah.
This is a bit, I'm trying to think of something, a better way to describe this than Sodom and Gomorrah. This is a party town song.
This is a party town song.
No inhibitions whatsoever. Yep. This is
dance on bars.
Yep. This is dance on bars, which you, I think, yeah, you had left by this point. If you weren't there for the contest, there is proof. I just don't have it. Someone else has it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Sam is
dancing on the bar.
I danced on the bar at our dance party.
Yeah.
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 I haven't done that in a long time. It was so fun.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I would caution you in the future from dancing on a slippery bar because that may end the Taylor Swift dance parties
and
due
or,
to insurance claims.
And or a life.
It was fine. We were fine.
I don't condone dancing on bars as your producer.
Dad's unimpressed.
That scares me.
I didn't dance on a bar.
No, it was me and Carmen and Carrie and Aaron, the whole little Swift
the four
female
facta.
Cruise.
The four facta.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
We were too busy dancing to get knocked off our feet.
Carrie, much like yourself, was like, I'm going to make a 10-minute appearance. And she stayed the entire night.
Yeah, she had a great time. And then she was like, when's the next one? We do have to take a minute. Henry from Portsmouth Feed, the owner, the ringleader, the man who just says yes. We are so grateful that you have let us take over your bar for several different things.
It's a love story, and he just said yes.
Sam's still waiting for his jacket, but I'm thrilled. back to our regular scheduled programming. I just think the song is fun. I think it's boppy, and it's fun, and it's, you take all those expectations of where you should be at your life or what you should be doing or who you should be, and you're like, you know what? I think it's a grown up, shake it off.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. What do you mean a grown up, shake it off?
Haters are going to hate. I'm just going to dance.
Shake It Off came on which album?
This album.
This isn't a more... You can't equate that Shake It Off is the Chuck E. Cheese and New Romantics is the Dave and Buster's. You're going to tell me that I'm in the ball pit and you've been on the dance floor this entire time?
Yep.
Oh, let's get into this. Okay. You want to debate the merits and demerits of Shake It Off versus New Romantics?
I do.
Let's go.
I'm in it.
This is the strangest fight music I've ever heard.
It's sparkly, just like this song.
All right. We want, okay, so New Romantics.
New Romantics.
Is.
Does not care what people think. Building castles out of bricks you threw it. Like, I'm ready. That's, take my hand. Let's go.
That's the same thing with Shake It Off. And it's the declaration to everyone that these are the people. These are the things they're always going to do. The only thing you can really do if you don't want them to get to you, you just shake it off. Just dance it off. Just shake your hair a little bit and let that dander of drama get out of there.
Gross.
Yeah. Hey.
Gross.
Hey, man. It's a gross world.
Gross.
We're all just griming and liming.
Ew, I'm not. I'm sparkly and dancing.
I will see your, we're all here. The lights and noise are blinding. We hang back. It's all in the timing.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's poker. They can't see to my face. Come on, that's just pulling from Lady Gaga. I get that Taylor might, this probably is, I'm building myself a ditch as I say this. She's not pulling from anybody else during Shake It Off as she's still in a lawsuit over Shake It Off.
Yeah, she's in a full-on lawsuit. Okay. Not over New Romantics, but in a full-on lawsuit.
Objection, hearsay. I object to my own question.
I'm just saying, like, you know, haters gonna hate. I'm just gonna shake it off. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But like,
hey, common ground. There's a lot of ahs in both of these songs.
Yes. Every day is like a battle, but every night with us is like a dream. Like, you grind through your life, and then at night, let's go. Put on that glitter skirt.
And to the fella over there with the hella good hair, why don't you come over here and we can shake, shake, shake.
Please take me dancing. Please leave me stranded. It's so romantic. Hey,
please leave me stranded. My ex-man's got a new girlfriend. Shake it off. She's like, oh my God, I'm just going to shake.
We're so young. We're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, but we know exactly what we're doing.
I stay out too late. I go on too many dates. That's what people say. That's what people say.
We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is like a classroom.
There is no, there is definitively no difference between being a more mature version or a more amateur version. We're just realizing it's the same song.
It's not. Taylor, it's not the same
Taylor
song.
Fooled not, both of us.
It is not the same
song. She fools
song.
The Swift and the Not So in the same album.
No, you just follow through the trajectory. So, like, that's early.
No,
Shake It Off is early in the album. This is a deluxe bonus track.
You are just doing the equivalent of daytime, nighttime, daytime. It's the same song.
It is not. Figuring out. It's just a grown up. She's shaking off all the expectations in a way that you get it, and you're dancing, and you're like, you know what? It's not going to be okay, but it's good. It's fine. Whatever. The world's burning around us. Yeah. We're fine.
All you can do is shake it off, dancing. All we can do is dance. That's all you can do to survive in this world is dance. We've both been fooled. Let's just admit to ourselves in our souls, in our heart of hearts, that she's fooled both of us, and she is a maniacal chaos demon unicorn beast, okay? Money, please.
She's building castles out of all those bricks you're throwing at her. Yeah.
Better than building castles out of sand. Come on, man.
She made 0.0003 cents off our listen.
What do you say? You write the best things you can say in marble and the most scathing things in sand. And these songs are stone cold the same song.
Yeah. But New Romantics is better.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
What?
Did we hear this at the dance party?
Yes.
Okay, because I tuned out half of the music that we heard.
See, a lot of people think you're a closet Swiftie because of the dance party.
No, I'm not.
Because you were too busy dancing.
Yeah, man. You got... Hello, we've just been talking about shaking it off. Yeah, this song is better, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's fresh for me. Maybe it's because I like the beat better. I mean, I still like the snare and the drum line in both of these songs. And that's usually one of the... That's, for me, one of the entryways is what's the beat?
Because you love Swedish pop. This is Max Martin.
Yeah, man. We've talked about OK Go. OK Go went to Sweden, and then they sweeted it up, and they made awesome bangers.
The music... Not the lyrics. The music in this song is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very electronic.
Yeah.
Electronica, synth, poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. That's just my two cents.
No, it's incredibly poppy. It's
fun.
It's kitschy. I wish there are so many things I would change about how she sings the song.
There's nothing I would change
about
this song.
And there are so many more things I would change about Shake It Off. I love the Screaming Females version of it. It is like rock, rock, rock. Melts your face off with a guitar solo replacing the whole banter bridge. This song, I want to just cover and put a little bow on it. But this is better than Shake It Off. And it is the same song.
Wow.
So both are equally good.
No. Love this song. Love this song.
I told you the coin was like this.
I know.
We're seeing it tilt. Real quick, this is a, she's leaving, this is a new era.
This is the end of the 1989 era. This was the exclamation point on her.
Okay, so this is the end track.
Yeah.
Or is this the bonus exclusive double deluxe buy at your own risk?
But like, this became one like Swifties were into.
Okay.
She made a music video for it. Yeah. She played it on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Great tour.
Best people in life are free.
Are free. You're free from expectations. You're free from limitations.
And again, I'm going to say that that's a chopped up, the best things in life are free. The best things in life are free. That's what I want. I'm telling you, this song, all it is, it's pulling from bangers. This song is pulling from hits. It's making you, it's earworms enough that it's going to make you think about something that you enjoy.
Yep.
It is the equivalent of the parasite that's in cats that makes people like cats.
Anyway, such a great song. All right. Well, my job here is done for the day. I'm going to quit while I'm winning. A big victory. I mean, I get these very often.
At what cost, though?
Don't care.
At what cost?
Don't care.
You just realize that Shake It Off and New Romantics is the exact same song.
It's the grown-up version.
It's the same song.
Grown-up version.
All right, riddle of the Sphinx. Riddle me this. Where's my dice?
Oh, let me find that.
So quick plugs. We are going to be doing our wonderful dance party again on July 11th, a Monday, at Portsmouth Feed Co. in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Another date in August at some point. I'm getting back on stage June 30th at 3S Art Space promoting Dorks and Dungeons again. Getting to see me roll dice for real this time.
And do some improv while he's at it.
Hell yeah.
I forgot the dice today.
It's okay.
So we have to roll the online dice.
I'll pull the digital dice up. Each week we try to roll the Jill Petruzziello dice, but we're going back to my old little D&D digital dice package right here. You ready to roll?
I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
All right. Album fun, album number one. Debut.
Yeah.
This is how they get you, Jason. You keep hearing all these words that you don't understand, and then the lexicon is just in your brain, and you know.
Like a nice little earworm. Which song from debut are we doing? Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get to the track list. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I am ready for you to roll.
Song number two.
I'm not ready for you to roll. Oh, it's picture to burn.
Picture to burn?
Yeah.
This does not sound like a debut song.
What?
Okay, we're doing picture to burn off of debut.
Mm-hmm.
Song number two, debut. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The big 1-2 punch. Get it. Get it.
Every day is like a bathtub.
Okay. On that note, thank you so much for listening to us today. If this is something that you have just stumbled across, check out our last episodes to hear Sam and I argue repeatedly over Shake It Off. You can also go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
We're talking the ticks.
We have footage of our dance party up on that, so you can watch a whole video montage of things that make us happy.
Yeah, one of Kate's directorial debuts.
Yeah, just trying to catch up with Taylor. It's my 3-minute long masterpiece.
Yeah, it's our well alto.
One day. I mean, Taylor's working towards her EGOT. Oh, you know who just became an EGOT?
Who?
Jennifer Hudson.
Ooh, yeah. Hell yeah.
In my mind, they're friends.
What did she just win?
A Tony. Nice. Last night.
Nice, nice, nice.
Anyway, so if you are not following us, if you haven't subscribed, if you haven't rated us those 5 stars, we would love your ratings. Thank you for all of you. Thank you to all of you who have liked, subscribed, followed, left us a loving review on Apple. We love you all, and we will be back next week with Picture to Burn here on the Swift Talk.